I welcome each and every one of you on behalf of the Church of Conscious Harmony to this beautiful Christmas Eve service. The love of God greets each of us, and we're so grateful to be together in person and to be online wherever you might be, and whenever you might partake in this service, we send the love of God to you. Merry Christmas! Yeah. Last year, Marcia and I were sitting at Riverbend Church because we didn't have service. Because of COVID, we decided not to have in-person service. We had prepared an online service for everyone to watch that was to be broadcasted live at 6 o'clock. So I was sitting there in Riverbend Church with my phone hitting the reload button on the website, like, why isn't this working? So I went outside, and it wasn't my internet, it wasn't my phone. Our server had crashed. if you remember that, maybe you didn't even watch the service last year. But it was quite a moment, and so here we are together in person again. It's been 2 years since we've celebrated Christmas Eve together in person, so it's very meaningful for your presence here tonight. Just a couple announcements. We wish for this service to bless your soul, bless your body, bless your heart, to touch you in your mind, in your heart, in your body, with the grace of God. And the lyrics are provided in the bulletin, and the lights are sufficient, so you should be able to follow along and sing along with all the carols. We'll be singing a lot tonight, and so you can follow along, including the two verses of Silent Night. And just a word on Silent Night: we'll be concluding with holding the Christ candle and passing the fire of the Christ candle. Someone will light the end aisle, and then the person who is lit on the aisle will turn to your neighbor and light the next one. So you'll be passing the Christ light. And you'll need to just elevate your candle a little bit and tilt it. If you both tilt your candles to meet each other, it should be sufficient to light each other's candles. Be careful with the wax, especially toward the end of the song. It's easy for the wax to spill on the chairs and the floor. So just be conscious as you hold the Christ candles. And then we'll extinguish them before we depart for the evening. Again, thank you for your presence tonight. It's a blessing to be in our Christmas celebration in this room and with you. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and hover over each of our lives. Fill us with the presence of Christ. Open our hearts to bear this love that is so needed in our world, to counteract fear and to be a presence of joy amid so much difficulty. We ask that you would fill this sanctuary with your golden light, the light of Christ, in the name of God transcendent, in the name of God immanent, in the name of God omnipresent. Amen.
Thank you. Our first reading is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. Brothers and sisters, in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, He has spoken to us through the Son, whom He made heir of all things, and through whom He created the universe, who is the refulgence of His glory, the very imprint of His being, and who sustains all things by His mighty word. When He had accomplished purification from sins, He took His seat at the right hand of the Majesty on high, as far superior to the angels, as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me"? And again, when He leads the firstborn into the world, He says, "Let all the angels of God worship Him." Our second reading is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. May this reading nourish our journey deeper into wisdom and love. Amen.
So wonderful to celebrate Christmas in July. My great grandfather was from Norway. My grandfather, William Hansen, was Norwegian and German, and my grandmother was also German and French. And they inherited some beautiful craft skills from their forefathers and mothers. And every Christmas that I can remember growing up as a kid, We got the really cool gifts, and then we got the gifts from Grandma and Grandpa, which were handmade gifts. And I learned to cherish those handmade gifts. But as a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old, I was looking more for the little electronic games, not hand-woven mittens. Or my grandfather would carve various toys out of wood. And I don't have any of these gifts anymore. I don't know where they went, but I no longer have them. But I can imagine that they started in the late summer, maybe September, because there were quite a few grandchildren. And every grandchild got one of these handmade gifts. And they must have talked amongst themselves, Grandma and Grandpa Hansen, to talk about what they were going to do, because oftentimes they coordinated. I never really appreciated it then, but boy, do I appreciate it now. And so, so grateful for those handmade gifts that they gave us every year. My grandfather, Hansen, was a shipbuilder, and he made a model ship after he retired. He spent a lot of time in the basement in his wood shop building these large model ships that actually worked. And he was working on a gift for that year's Christmas for his five children. And they were five exact replicas of this ship that he had made, that he had become fairly renowned for. And he wanted to give each of his kids an exact replica of the SS Badger. Grandpa Hansen was working in his shop, and he had a stroke. And a couple months later, he died, passed away as a result of the stroke. That was in 2000. And just this past fall, 21 years later, I went down into his shop for the first time in 21 years. And there I saw the five incomplete gifts lined up all at the same state of completion. He was working on each one at the same time, simultaneously. There were cobwebs everywhere. And it was quite eerie to be there, because it was as just as he left it the day he had his stroke. And I hadn't been down there. And a part of me was angry that why hasn't someone done something with these gifts? Why didn't someone finish them? Why hasn't Grandma taken care of all this stuff and done something with his workshop? And I realized something, that there was something about the incomplete gift that made me angry. But then I realized that just because it's incomplete doesn't mean that we can't finish it. And someone else can carry on that work. And someone else can complete where my grandpa left off. And maybe that person's me. Or maybe that person's my stepfather. But we didn't know. At least I didn't know. And I feel that this is sometimes how I look at God. And I think of God as kind of having a stroke and left us. Where is God? And this incomplete gift we call baby Jesus in Christmas, kind of a half-born gift that didn't really get off the ground, that didn't accomplish what the people of Israel were hoping for. They wanted political liberation. And that's not what they got. They got a very different kind of king of kings. They got a very different kind of Messiah than they were hoping for. And to a certain extent, for all of us on this planet, Christmas is an incomplete gift. It waits our participation to complete it. That each of us has a part to play in bringing the gift of Christ to the world. And in a similar way that my grandfather built the five little ships for his kids off the model of his larger one, that was the template. In a similar way, Jesus the Christ is the template for all of us to complete the journey, the spiritual journeys, and to partake in the mystery of what God is doing on this planet, little by little by little. And it seems to me that as I look around, that if there wasn't this celebration of the Festival of Lights, if there wasn't a remembrance of being visited by the Christ One, if there wasn't Christmas, that this planet would be much more difficult to bear. Because this is the message that God hasn't had a stroke, that God's timetable is just on a much, much grander scale than ours. And for what is 2,000 years to us is a blink of an eye, so to speak, in the time scale of God. It's not that God has left us, it's that God is inviting us to participate in what God has begun. And it's not that we're waiting on God, perhaps God's waiting on us. All along, those little ships have been in the basement waiting for someone to finish them. All along, the story of Christ is waiting for each of us to take it a little bit farther, to complete it a little more completely, to be the body of Christ at this time, at this place, and be a part of the unfolding gift that is Christmas to the whole universe, at least to this planet and to each of our lives. It seems to me that Christmas, more than anything, is an invitation to partake in the incomplete gift and make it more complete. There are some gifts that are incomplete, but there are other gifts that have been left undone so that we might complete them. And each of us, each one of us, can play a part in completing that beautiful gift that God is creating for the cosmos that we're a part of. And this is the most beautiful thing. Without your gift added, the body of Christ is lacking. That there's something, you could say, missing without you. That you and each of us belong and have a part to play in this beautiful unfolding gift that is the incarnation of the Christ, the template for all of us to follow. When I look around at the world, it's easy to become somewhat discouraged because people, myself included, don't understand. We don't understand the gift of Christmas. It's been contorted, it's been commercialized, it's been distorted, it's been watered down. I understand that. We don't understand it. But we could have a million births in Bethlehem, and it would mean nothing if Christ isn't born in you. That's the mystery. That there could be a million, million, million births in Bethlehem of visited higher beings on this planet coming down, so to speak. But it wouldn't mean anything unless you and me said yes to participating in what they're trying to demonstrate for us. And so I see that the gift of Christmas is incomplete. It really needs a lot. Needs a lot more faith, a lot more hope, a lot more love, a lot more devotion. And in a sense, this explains this church and explains spirituality. Because spirituality and community, spiritual practices, are the means by which we complete the gift, at least the part we get to play of the big gift that God is for humankind. And so this is the great mystery and the great invitation of Christmas. Can we say yes to God? Can we say yes a little more to complete God's work in our lives, even when we don't understand what we mean when we say the word G-O-D, or even when we don't really believe when I say the word Jesus? But we can recognize that this planet and this species needs help, needs more gifting of love, more gifting of hope, more gifting of joy, more gifting of faith and peace. These are the contributions that we can make to the great whole that is Christ. And perhaps, really, this is the invitation for all of us to complete Christmas, to complete the gift, and spend the rest of our lives wishing to do so. You've heard what I've had to say. Let's take a moment in the silence before we sing our carol and allow the Holy Spirit to complete its work in you tonight. Take everything in us that is incomplete, broken, wounded, or ashamed, and touch it with your divine miracle and turn it into Christmas. Amen.
Jesus lay down beside it.
Abba, we thank you that we know you hear us now, and that we know you always hear us. It's you who are giving us words, you who are teaching us to pray, and you who are giving us the faith to pray with, that lets us know and be certain that you always hear and answer when we ask. Abba, we ask. Pour out your Spirit on these elements, that we may recognize them, receive them, and respond to them as the body and blood of your Son, the living Christ. Let them communicate his body to our bodies and his blood to our blood. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and transform us into your love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This time I invite you to uncap and then recap your element of Eucharist, please. During supper on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread. And having said the blessing, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which shall be given up for you. This is the body of Christ." When supper was ended, he took the cup, and again he gave God thanks and praise. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you do this, remember me. This is the blood of Christ for us all." Living in eternal Christ, we feel your risen presence as the very life that pervades and yet transcends our bodies and our minds. We realize you are the way, the truth, and the life, and we're grateful to share in your body and your blood. May our participation in these divine mysteries transform us into one in your mystical body, the true body of Christ. For the glory of God, our Creator, for the glory of God's continuing work on earth, and so that our joy may be complete. We pray this in your most holy and precious name. Amen.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas and good